Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends' opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Foisy, and I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. I welcome first-time listeners from around the planet. We seem to have new listeners every week. I want to thank you so much for tuning in tonight to listen live. And if you want to refer your friends to the show link, log on to blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. Quick note, I want to apologize to our guest last week, Professor P. Soup. We had some storms brewing on the Gulf of Mexico right near we are in Florida on the West Coast. I'm in Palm Harbor. And we had probably like 35, 40-mile-an-hour winds. Pretty gusty, not hurricane, but nevertheless dangerous. We're going to have Professor P. Soup next week for a special Thanksgiving show on Wednesday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we look forward to talking to the professor who does a little bit of comedy, rock and roll. He's a comedy rock and roller. That'll be really fun. So that's next week, Wednesday, the 25th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. The chorus you just heard is my own. It's titled Stomp the Ants. Ants stands for Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. And as the lyrics say, so many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. The inspiration for this song, I think I wrote this in about 15 minutes. Somebody once told me I was too old to write lyrics and sing. And I looked at him, I'm like, are you kidding me? That certainly is not true. And we know everybody on this show, can't is a word we do not recognize. Thank you so much to the doctors, nurses, caring for the sick in this COVID-19 pandemic. You are certainly the true heroes. And we certainly hope for a normal return to our lives here very soon. Please, everybody, stay safe. Thank you to my friend Bill Miller, who's on the dashboard this evening, uploading photos, music, and to ensure we have a quality sound. Bill, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, Russell. How you doing?
Well, Bill, you had a little bit of a health scare this past week, and I hope everything's okay, my friend.
Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing good. I want to give a big shout out and a huge thank you to everybody that came to the music festival. We had a great time. It was so good to see everybody again, listen to some good original music. Everybody did their mask and social distancing, and it was great. It went well.
And that was tell everybody, Bill, where that was.
That was in DeLand, Florida, the DeLand Music Festival, Saturday.
Yep. I performed there myself many times. Bill's been an engineer for that great festival. And, boy, you have some great bands from all over, not just in Florida, through the Southeast.
Yeah, they came from all over the place.
All right, we got another great show tonight, Bill. Let's go get them.
I'm ready.
All right, everybody, we're an iHeartRadio podcast. You can listen to our radio show replay tomorrow, Friday, on the iHeartRadio app on your Android, Apple iOS device, and on iHeartRadio.com. We're also on Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Our radio show concept is based on my first in-studio recording. It's titled, of course, Original Lyric Stream. This was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs 7 years ago. My website is russellfoiseymusic.com. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and I have recorded 2 albums. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Our hope is to pay it forward to the individual listening tonight with a desire to begin as a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, or engineer in our creative arts. And I'm going to be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead, going to tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and music. My own writing inspiration has come from life experience, current events and family. I wrote my very first song lyrics in 2012. That's only 8 years ago, everybody. If I can do it, you can as well. So please try. All right, time for the introduction to our next guest interview. You're doing a slideshow of Alan Prince. Let's play a great instrumental keys track from Alan. This is titled Hope. That's a beautiful track, everybody, that is titled Hope. Let me introduce and welcome a great instrumental artist, Alan Prince. Thank you so much for joining me on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, you're very welcome. Alan, we're going to ask a series of questions so our listeners can get to know you better. Are you ready?
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's a beautiful, soothing piece we just heard in Hope. And, boy, we need this now more than ever in this current pandemic that we're in. Tell me more about this track, Alan. How did this get its start?
Well, the song Hope was originally created through a simple melody that I had been working on. And actually, Hope and several other symphonic pieces I composed recently were byproducts, you might say, of a much darker series of music I had been working on. I'm a huge fan of 20th century classical music, everything from Ray Vaughan Williams to Gerald Finzi to Aaron Copland and the like. So I wanted Hope to sound similar to that era of music. And yes, I named the song Hope being that it was composed during some of the darkest days at the beginning of the COVID malady. So as you said, we need more hope. And I thought the piece may inspire people and help to give them strength in these very uncertain times.
Yeah, that's a perfect title for sure. Alan, tell everyone where you're originally from and where you currently reside today.
I'm actually a native from Chicago, and my family moved to the suburbs of Chicago back when we were very young. And I currently live in Downers Grove, Illinois.
That's great. You're in the Midwest of the country, and I know the temperatures are getting cooler here in Florida. What is it like in the Midwest now?
It's very unstable, but I can't complain. Today it was 65 degrees, sunny, and quite a bit breezy, but we'll take it. We'll take it.
Nice. It's a heat wave.
Exactly. Here, that would be considered a heat wave.
Alan, I really like your statement when you say, as for the music, it never seems to end. It always evolves along with its creator. Never seem to approach instrument the same way, and the music always seems to flow, sometimes with total disregard for key signatures. I found that very profound and true when I think of creating my own music. Tell me more about that statement.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, regarding that statement, as for the music, I really feel that in order to evolve as a musician, you sometimes need to shed the regimented aspects of music structure and theory and take a completely different approach to composing music, even if it involves taking a risk. And then it becomes somewhat of just a matter of connecting the dots, you might say.
Yeah, I'm a big believer of different music genres and melodies. I don't know if an artist should be kind of cornered into the same type of sound on every track. It should vary. It should be different. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. You know, sometimes other musicians approach me and say, "Hey, I'm bored with everything I'm playing these days. How do I get out of the rut I'm in?" And I tell them, retune your guitar to a completely different tuning. Approach it as a completely different instrument and experiment by playing different chord structures and arpeggios, even if you have no clue of what you're playing or what key you're playing in. Now that will inspire you.
Yeah, and when I think of different genres, if I think of a rock, pop, country, maybe an alternative progressive type of sound, and then maybe something heavier, maybe a heavier rock, that's five or six different genres right in itself.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. Yes.
Who are some of the artists you've looked up to for inspiration and as a mentor?
Jeez, everyone. I'm inspired by everyone, you know, which is probably why musically I have a major identity crisis. You know, I'm everything from Imaginary Disasters to the Prince Berry Project to Alan Prince and Imaginary Music. I listen to everything from jazz, classical, to metal, and everything in between. I grew up listening to everything from Chuck Berry to the Beatles to Jimi Hendrix to the progressive European rock bands from the 70s, you know, Guru Guru, Magma, Hawkwind, Tangerine Dream. I've always been influenced by great jazz artists like John Coltrane, Miles Davis, Charlie Mingus, Thelonious Monk. You know, and I even loved punk rock and the new wave scene back in the day. You know, Ramones, Sex Pistols, The Clash, 80s metal bands, Motorhead, Slayer, Ozzy, Sabotage, Racer X. I could go on and on. I even get very inspired by modern-day technical death bands, you might say. Fallujah, Defeated Sanity, Rivers of Nile. And, you know, and let's not forget some of the modern acoustic guitar masters like Michael Hedges. I mean, the man was brilliant. Kathy King, Preston Reed. I even love hip-hop artists like Rick Ross, He's another genius. Meek Mill and Immune. I'm inspired by all of them.
Yeah, there's so many to list, and I think we take pride on the show that we have any music of all genres, A to Z. So we take a lot of pride in that. We don't corner ourselves to one style of music. It's all music.
Nice.
You spent a lifetime studying music for guitar and keyboard, including musical studies and classical guitar. You mentioned jazz guitar, piano, music theory, and heavy metal. Talk to our listeners, Alan, about your teaching influence and you know, what these individuals have meant to you.
Well, I began studying music way back at a very young age, thanks to my parents, who both had a huge admiration for music. I studied classical guitar back in the day when everyone was starting to get interested in guitarists like Eddie Van Halen and Yngwie Malmsteen. And, you know, people weren't quite sure where those guys got their technique, where their technique was derived from. I studied with a gentleman named Jack Cecchini. He was a classical guitarist. He had quite the personality. He had somewhat of the make-me-proud approach to learning classical guitar. He was quite a character. He was an awesome musician. He was always very entertaining to study with. I think sometimes you look forward to the entertainment value of a lesson more than the teaching aspect with Jack. I also studied classical guitar with Paul Henry. He had an incredibly technical way to approach classical guitar. And what I loved about his teaching methodology was that there was absolutely nothing preventing any student from learning to their full capacity. And Paul was able to teach the proper technique in order for the student to be able to perform any complex work. I studied keyboard from Dr. Schlaubach. Unfortunately, I only knew him as Dr. Schlaubach. Anyway, he was another instructor who felt that any piece of music was obtainable to any student with a proper technical mastery. His primary devotion was to classical artists of Baroque, classical, and Romantic eras. And he was undoubtedly a master at the piano himself. He even looked a part of a maestro from the classical era. I'll never forget being very inspired by him when he played Mozart's Ronda alla Zucca. And last but not least, Orris Zietek, also known as Hawk, a true metal shredder. He studied back in the day at GIT, and I had the pleasure of studying and learning various aspects of modern guitar techniques, tapping, shredding, speed picking. Another true master of his craft. Those are the people I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, there's so many. You mentioned Eddie Van Halen, rest in peace. Too many musicians are leaving us way too soon.
Isn't that the truth? That's a shame. Yeah, rest in peace, Eddie.
Yes, it is. Your live shows, Alan, have been touted as acoustic guitar music on steroids. I thought that was a very interesting description. I think everyone misses playing live based on where we stand in this pandemic. Do you have a favorite live performance that you can recall?
Actually, I would have to say my favorite live performance was the time that my drummer, Don Barry, and I performed as the Prince Barry Project at Fitzgerald's Lounge in Berwyn. We filmed a music video there, Imaginary Disasters. It was an awesome time. It was a really special performance and quite a memorable one. We had an awesome audience, too. I'd have to say that was probably my favorite live performance.
Yeah, we hope we get back to the natural live performance here soon. Well, I think musicians are trying to figure it out. I think it was Keith Urban that tried to do a live performance through a drive-in movie theater, and I don't know how you pull that off with behind the scenes and all of that, but people are trying to figure this out now and play live, but hopefully we'll get there. Time for another great track, everybody, from our guest tonight, Alan Prince. This is just great instrumental music, everybody. And this next track, it reminds me a little, just a tiny bit, of a wonderful Pink Floyd classic that I love. And I'll explain when we come back after the track. This is Alan Prince again, and he also has a female vocalist with him, and this is titled Symphonic Malady Number 1. That's a great track. Well done, well done. Let's welcome back our guest tonight, Alan Prince. I'm a huge Pink Floyd fan, and probably my favorite band in the world. And I hear some elements of Great Gig in the Sky there, and a little bit of opera tone to that track. I really love that. Who's the female vocal with you, Alan, on this wonderful instrumental piece?
Thank you so much, by the way. Actually, the female vocalist on Symphonic Malady is Celtia, and she is a virtually created instrument singing medieval phrases. She's undoubtedly quite the vocalist, isn't she? She's just beautiful.
Yeah, it was well done. I was really taken by that track, and I had a chance over the weekend to listen to many of your tracks on Reverb Nation, but that was well done. So you're saying the vocal was virtually created?
Yes, it's a virtually created vocalist, yes, absolutely.
Nice. What we can't do with technology, right?
It's an amazing thing. It's funny because I listened to that piece too, and it kind of blows me away at the same time. Yeah, and like you say, to think it's via VSTs. So, yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I could see a female vocalist accompanying that piece, and for a moment it reminded me a little bit of Great Gig in the Sky. Well done. Your sound is so well suited for movie scores. And I know your music has been in some movies. Tell our listeners what projects you've been involved in.
I'm actually a part-time actor, so I have been involved in quite a number of films and movies. But some time back, I did write several film scores for some short films. And I'm currently working on my own screenplay, which I will also be writing, composing the music score to. Yeah, so I look forward to it.
Very nice.
And,
very nice.
You're
working on a...
I'll be doing more.
You're working on a new album, right? Which touches upon the theme of death, doom metal, and also symphonic and choral church music?
Yes. At times, you know, I gravitated to very dark, ominous music, which gave me the idea for a new concept album, which is Imaginary Disasters, The Legend of Evil Lottie. And I'm designing a combination of everything from cathedral to choir to death metal music, somewhat in the vein of Typo Negative, Satyricon, Machine Head, Evergrey, Lou Borger. Looking forward to that too.
Nice. I love the choir sound. On one of my tracks, I have like a very volume choir backing vocal at the end of a track. I was in a choir myself at one time. I just admire the vocal group and harmonies blended together.
Nice. Yes, so do I. I could get lost in choir and cathedral music.
Absolutely. Well, we have to get in a bonus track. We had to get Alan playing guitar, and this is a perfect track to do that, everybody. Let's take a listen to Alan Prince, and this is Mind's Eye. Thank you. That's Mind's Eye, everybody. It's Alan Prince. Welcome back, Alan, to the show. We had to hear you playing some guitar. I listened to so many great guitar tracks from yours. Tell us the inspiration behind Mind's Eye.
Jeez, Mind's Eye goes back quite a ways. Actually, that was a combination of effort between myself and my nephew, John Kuhn. We kind of co-wrote that song. And yeah, that was like that song was actually quite an experiment in some tapping techniques and quite a different tuning on the guitar. It was kind of an Eastern tuning, you might say. So it got a lot of ambience out of definitely a lot of ambience out of the guitar using a lot of open strings.
Yeah, it has a satyr type of sound, and you didn't use that type of instrument in this track, did you?
No, but yeah, exactly. It lended itself to a satyr type of sound. Yes, it did. But no,
yeah,
I did not use a sitar for that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, my next two questions are geared around music promotion, and I know you and I were connected through Facebook, and social media is certainly incredible, the ability to connect instantly and, you know, post your sound for the world to listen to all over the world. What are your thoughts, Alan, in terms of social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook?
Well, I think as musicians and composers, we're very, very fortunate for the entire social media scene. And if you're driven and aggressive enough to market yourself, there's no stopping the amount of music you can promote out there, without a doubt.
Yeah, and the second part of my promotion question, this is a stat I really want the audience to get an understanding. There's 207 million monthly active users and 96 million paying subscribers on Spotify. And it's not only a way to monetize your music, but it offers a way to reach a new audience. You promote and build your fan base. And, you know, I hear a lot of artists not too happy with Spotify, but personally, I mean, for me, placing your music in front of over 300 million people at any time is not a bad thing. Alan, what are your thoughts with a platform like Spotify?
I think it's great. I mean, and let's face it, that's exactly what you're looking for. Like you say, some great exposure, a huge fan base. And And again, you could even pick up a totally different audience that you had never thought, you know, would be possible, depending on the music, depending on the genre of music you're playing.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, it would be, you know, send your demo to a radio station, and now it almost appears the radio stations are, you know, archaic and obsolete, and it's a digital platform like Spotify where, you know, you're going to be noticed if your music is in there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
The digital age has taken over.
It has. It has. Whether we like it or not.
Exactly. If there was a new artist, Alan, beginning a career as a lead singer or musician tomorrow, what advice would you give them?
I would say no matter what genre of music you play, pursue your dream, be dedicated, be driven, and be motivated, and there should be no stopping you. You know, like you said earlier, hey, if I could do it, anyone can. You know, there's absolutely nothing stopping you from pursuing your own dream other than your own self or possibly negativity from outside influences. And sometimes you just really need to rid yourself of all that. You know, with the tools that are out there now, everything from social media to YouTube to other streaming services to affordable home music studios, you should be able to market your product. And don't get discouraged at the amount of talent out there. You are your own uniqueness. You are the only one that's going to create what you have. No one else.
Now, that's great advice. And I think sometimes the artist can be afraid by the word no. But understand that everyone is not going to have the same opinion on your music and your lyrics and your sound. So you just have to keep on working through it. And you eventually find the right audience. Alan, please tell our listeners
Absolutely.
Where they can find you on social media. Where can they purchase your music?
You can find me on everything from Facebook to Instagram to Twitter to Reverb Nation, either as Alan J. Prince, Alan Prince, Imaginary Music, or Imaginary Disasters. I'm there.
Isn't Reverb Nation just a wonderful platform? Personally, it's my favorite. I can't describe the number of tools that they have that are so useful, from Gig Finder to digital distribution. I think they're even getting involved now in publishing. Just a wonderful networking group. I've met so many musicians around the world through Reverb Nation.
Same here. Reverb Nation is probably the absolute best. I was referred to Reverb Nation quite a number of years ago, and it really was well worth it, as you say.
Yeah, great investment. Alan, that's all the time we have for tonight, and I've really enjoyed the conversation. You are an extremely talented artist. I could imagine watching any particular movie and hearing your music as a score right in the middle of it. Great tracks, great respect for you. My friend, thank you so much. We'll have you back on the show sometime next year and get an update on some new tracks you're working on.
I really appreciate that. It was a pleasure. My pleasure. Thanks again.
Well, thank you again. We're going to post the replay of the show tonight in all the social media feeds. And again, tomorrow, the replay will be on iHeartRadio. Thanks again, Alan. Have a good night.
Thank you so much. You too.
Take care. Please Google search and support Alan Prince, and please, everybody, purchase his music. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to my email address, russellfoisey@gmail.com. We accept all music genres, and I would love to hear your sound. Also, actively seeking a sponsor for this radio show podcast. Again, we're on iHeartRadio, growing strong on additional 10-plus radio podcast platforms. And on my own social media feeds, I have a fan base of over 50,000, so that's not too bad. Again, my name is Russell Foisey, your host of Original Lyrics Dream Radio. Thank you again, Bill. And remember, everybody, try no matter what you're told. Good night.
Stop the air.